Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, the tool for breaking down big things.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
The tool for breaking down big things, taking the first next step. Building and running a successful business is a big undertaking. It can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Last week, we talked about breaking down big things into small pieces. We discussed the process of accomplishing big dreams by starting with the first next thing. Nothing gets done if you don't do something. A construction project is a big thing made up of a lot of different smaller things. Things need to be done in the right order, or the project will fall apart or won't be what it was intended to be. Building a business is no different. The question is how to manage all the little things. It can be hard to know where to start or what to do first. Having a system helps. My process may not work for everyone, but how's what you're doing now working out for you? I'm going to give you an example of how I prioritize and manage my day. Previously, I shared how I use my computer to remind me of things on the to-do list and calendar that need to be done. This list can be rather long, and I can't do it all at once. I can choose which thing I'm going to do and when. The question is determining what gets done first and why. Let's use today as an example. When I opened the computer this morning, there were 20 or 30 reminders that came up. Before I dug into the list, I did the first thing first. I read my Bible and prayed. Next, I journaled and got ready to go. Then I remind myself of who I am and what my mission is. I check these things off the list. Now it's time to start planning the day. This is where things can get overwhelming when there are so many things to do. There's production, administration, finances, proposals, and marketing. These are just business things and don't include church, family, community, hobbies, etc. In all these different areas, there are several hundred things. I can't do them all today. What makes one thing more important than another? Sometimes it involves honoring other people's time or meetings that have been scheduled. Maybe it is something that has a deadline. It could be that it is critical to reaching an important goal. Back to the reminder list. Looking through the list, there are some reminders that are things 2 weeks in the future. I don't need to do anything about those today. I will cut the reminders in half and reset it to a week before. This reduces the list by 4 or 5. Now there are reminders for a week. I cut those to 4 days and reduce the list by a couple more. Reminders for 4 days get cut to 2 days. Reminders for 2 days get cut to 1. Now the list is half as long, and things that need to be dealt with today. These 10 or 15 things can be things that are small and can be dealt with quickly, or maybe bigger things that are going to require more time. The bigger things will get reminders accordingly, maybe 2 or 4 hours. The small things may have a reminder for 5 minutes. As the 5-minute reminders come up, those things get checked off the list. Okay, as I'm trying to finish this post, my list of reminders just came up with 16 reminders. They include daily reviews that need to be checked to see if they got done, a reminder that it's time to go home, a couple of reminders for an event tomorrow that needs to be followed up on. I better go deal with these reminders. If you would like to know more about how I use the reminders to get things done, schedule a free 30-minute consultation by clicking on the link below in the description.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.